On today's episode of The Sip, Hypnotist to the Stars, Cary Gaynor is here sharing how he got Lizzie Gordon, our very own, to quit smoking. Lizzie just called me a thick person.
I asked if you had gotten thicker, not because you look thicker.
Well, then why would you just say, did you just get thicker?
No.
You're just looking at my body thinking you got thick.
First of all, I can't see dick out here. It's so bright. What are you doing with that in my face?
One take two, eh, Mark?
I stand with Chris.
What do you mean you stand with Chris? You don't even know Chris.
One take two, B Mark.
I stand with Chris.
You don't even know what you're standing with.
Anti-bullying from Lizzie.
Anti-bullying from me.
Lizzie's always out here acting like, Brigitte, I can't deal with Ryland. But really, it's Lizzie bullying Chris for me. It's Lizzie bullying Chris Hello, you guys, and welcome to another episode of The Sip. I'm Ryland Adams, of course, joined by...
Lizzie Gordon.
And guess what? We're on opposite sides, and it's really throwing off my feng shui.
Oh, is that what's going on?
Yeah, because
I just feel like this is a full-blown simulation, and nobody's really here.
They're getting my bad side. Do you have a bad side?
Yeah, usually they get my bad side.
You chose.
How does it feel, bitch?
You chose that side.
How does it feel?
You chose your podcast chair side.
Did I?
Yeah. I am not standing with this. Now you've gone from Chris to me.
You're not standing with this. Everybody's just so sensitive on this set today.
Jeez, you're also yelling. Which
mix me in post, bitch. Mix me in post.
You think I can mix? Why are you texting right now?
Putting my phone on Do Not Disturb because people think that now is an appropriate time to hit me up, even though I've told everybody I've ever known that I don't do fucking Mondays.
After you sent them a photo of you on the bench.
No.
Asking for their replies.
Now that
they're replying, you're mad at them for replying.
I sent that to two people. They have already replied. They were conscientious of the fact that we had a break and responded promptly. These are other individuals that I did not welcome into my phone this morning.
I straight up just turned both of us down.
That's rude.
Can we remove the can?
What?
What's wrong with the cans?
It's fine.
Chris, get out of here. Go do another silhouette reel on Instagram with your big dick.
Whoa. Oh my gosh, is Chris dick wiggling?
Chris is motherfucking dick wiggling. So if you want to ask why I'm not giving Chris a break today.
You know what?
It's because this little guy has gotten up on the internet. And when I say little, I don't mean it.
So
I don't mean little.
Okay, this all makes sense. I'm cleansing.
I mean, this is big dick energy. I'm going to show you.
Well, hold on. So we're talking about Chris,
our
cameraman.
We're talking about Chris, our cameraman.
Show, who Lizzie bullies.
I don't bully him. I believe in him.
So what? So I did see this. Before I started my Instagram cleanse, Chris, I was, you know when you watch stories but you don't have the sound on?
Yeah.
I saw a bunch of him like posting his friends, posting his thing, but they were censored and I was like, is Chris showing his dick?
Yeah, he is. I ignored the text.
Let me see
from
this.
He told me to chill out, which I don't understand.
Well, oh my God.
Yeah.
No, these are...
Yeah.
Chris.
Yeah.
I don't think this is friendly for our own show.
No, Chris.
I don't even think I would have to blur this too.
You call yourself a professional?
Wait, I don't have another mic on. Oh my God. One second.
Hold on. Let me get this boy on camera.
Chris, can you come up to this mic, please?
Oh, yeah, Chris, step up to the mic, bro. Yeah. What's the deal?
Wait.
We don't have to talk about
it. Is this your obsession? Because I did see on your story a couple of weeks ago, you have just dildos around your kitchen.
Oh, that's right. I noticed that too.
I have a dildo that I bought for a sketch.
That you hang on your fridge?
I got you on camera, Chris.
Isn't this the last thing? Can you do wide angle so I can put this into the actual
what
podcast?
Do you mean? You don't want it fisheye wide angle. I was doing a zoomy zoom zoom.
So
this boy can't be hidden in shadows. Show your face, Chris. No silhouettes today to hide behind.
It's a pretty creative... Oh, no. Was this a TikTok?
This is my nightmare. What?
Are you a TikToker now?
You can tell us.
You sided with Gen Z.
You agree? You're a TikToker?
This is over.
I like TikTok. It's fun.
My relationship with Chris has ended.
Brigitte.
There's not another mic. You can't address micless people
right
now.
Oh my God. We might be testing for COVID, but we're not testing for TikTokers. And that's the motherfucking problem.
Cut to Lizzie sending me TikToks every day of her life.
I didn't say it was healthy that I do that.
And I said, Lizzie, you know I don't TikTok. Don't send me the links. And if it's important, just transcribe what happened. So Chris, last time we talked about sex toys, he said he loves a sex toy.
Wait, he did? I missed that.
This took a turn I wasn't expecting.
Shane got me a sex swing for Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's real?
I do love sex toys.
What kind?
I'm going to take a stand here. I like all kinds of sex toys. What's
wrong
with that?
Look at my judgmental ass over here like, you guys like sex toys?
I didn't.
You guys can't just fuck your pillows like regular girls? Weird.
The couch That's is what weird. People fuck.
You guys,
like when
no,
you're young,
you
fuck the couch where the seams meet.
I don't have a dick, so I do it different.
Am I the only one who uses sex toys?
I'm more of like an armchair person.
At all? Have you never used
Shane
a sex toy?
Bought me a sex
like
swing
as a
for
joke,
Valentine's
or
Day.
Or are you going to use it?
But you've never used a dildo?
We try. No.
Really?
What, me neither.
You use a dildo like while you guys are having sex?
No, I mean when I was very single.
Oh no. Yeah. I guess I get it. I understand. Do
My
you do
face,
it in your relationship
like...
though?
No, not really. No, the dildo in that one video, I swear to you, was for a sketch.
Yeah, see, like, initially this was my face because it's bright as fuck out here, but it's like, something sus about this.
Well, we appreciate your big dick TikTok, Chris.
Big dick
My nightmare,
energy.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's why I was tripping.
And what else is happening? I saw, do you bite your nail? I'm so, this is so all over the place. I'm so sorry.
No,
everyone.
I don't bite my nails. I've had 4 days on set where I had to wear gloves 24/7. So my nails are crumbling off.
Were you the COVID compliance girl?
Fuck no, I wasn't the COVID compliance girl.
Well, sorry for
I was in charge of hydro distribution engineering.
You mean giving people water?
Yeah.
I'm not disgracing that job. I think it's a great job.
I come
job.
From a long line of water girls. There are many coolers, but that cooler is my own.
I do have a photo of you distributing water.
I fucking kill
this. And you look
water.
Really good in it. You were rocking our own merch. Oh my God, we have merch.
RylandAdams.com
if you want to shop our
repping the sip on set.
Mugs or our hoodies. Super cute stuff.
Super cute stuff.
I've just been having breakdowns all week. And I'm going to stop talking about like sad things on the podcast because right now
Maybe
I'm feeling...
get a therapist.
Oh my God. That's literally what I was going to talk about today is trying to find a therapist. I'm 29 years old. Going on 30 in May.
Yeah.
You're 31 in May.
No.
My elder.
That's
you're not. Yeah,
I mean,
you just
I will be
30.
I'll be 31 in by May, but like I'm 31 on
but
April 28th.
You're a Taurus to me.
You
and
can
Tauruses
check that on
May.
Famous birthdays.
Did you get your picture updated?
I did.
Okay. So the point is that I have started looking for a therapist because I'm like, I've met the end of the road for my self help. Like, there's only so far books and meditation can get me. And so I think, like, it's time for me to find a therapist just so that I'm not, like, projecting it on other people around me. Because that's not healthy for me to, like, scream call you or, like, put my whatever it is, emotions or moods onto Shane or anyone around me. Yeah. But, like, finding a therapist is like fucking dating on Tinder. There's a million different websites where you can like search millions of people. I'm like, how am I gonna find the right guy or girl for me?
Don't you have friends who have therapists? Like, can't you get a referral? Chris, you're in therapy?
You are?
I don't know if Chris's therapist is working. Did you consult with your therapist before putting your dick on the internet?
Nobody does that, Lizzie. Nobody asks their therapist if they should put their dicks on the internet.
I'm just giving you a hard time, Chris. I think you're really well adjusted and I love spending time with you.
So I guess that will be my next step because I found a couple girls or guys that I thought I liked, but it's like the exhaustion of even trying to find a therapist after I spent an hour looking for one. I was like, do I really need it? Am I fine just like melting into my couch once a week?
Yeah,
sure.
People melt. Everybody's melting. We all melt.
Do you have a
the therapist?
Yeah,
no
recommendation.
No, I had a therapist for a little while, but I think she dropped me. And I think it was personal.
All right. Well, if you have a therapist and you have a recommend, or if you are a therapist, well, I don't know if that's healthy. If they like watch, I don't know. I'm looking for a therapist. So that's my life.
And that's the tea.
Do you have anything else you wanted to talk about?
I'm also just shook by the fact that Jonah Hill has a sister.
Okay.
I know it's out of the blue. It's another thing Chris taught me this morning.
If anything, this is
Chris taught me how to slap a dick and that Jonah Hill has a sister.
Why was he's the one that taught you this information?
Yeah,
is she an actress?
Yeah,
really.
So he comes up on set and he's like, "I started watching Booksmart, but I didn't see the ending." And I was like, "Don't worry about the ending. It's just another super bad. It ends just how super bad ends. Like, don't worry about it." And he was like, "Oh yeah, I'm the main girl's Jonah Hill sister." And I was like, "That's rude for you to say that because the girl playing the Jonah Hill character looks like Jonah Hill." And he's like, "No, that's his sister." And I was like, no. And then I Googled it, and it's his fucking sister. Mom. I know. It's crazy. I've had a really slow week.
I picked up painting. I guess I can't say. I'll say that. I mean, painting.
Picked it up. You've been painting.
I mean.
You're an established artist.
I've been I've been like trying to down my screen time. So I'm like, yeah. I don't think scrolling on and not even just like drama or anything. I just think I consume too many screens throughout the day.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just going to start painting. So I painted a beautiful photo of Shane and I's characters from Animal Crossing sitting on a bench on his island, just enjoying life.
It's really good, actually. Your work is really progressing.
I hung it in the house, which like I feel... I didn't want to hang it in the
house. You have all of your work in the house. There's multiple things.
Well, Shane does that. And I like, I hate that about us, but it's also like...
No, it's cute.
So you'd hang your own paintings in your own house?
Yeah, I have.
They're like, but mine aren't good.
Mine aren't either.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I recently took them down because my room felt weird. Like it just was like a TGI Friday. So I was like, take it all down. We're going to put just a little bit up and keep... the rest of it down. But our house is covered. James hangs his own paintings around the house.
Well, he's an actual artist.
Like, oh, who cares?
What?
Like, who cares that James is an actual artist? I'm so sick of hearing James is an actual artist. No, we're all artists.
Send me a picture of one of his paintings and I'll put it up there. He's like mind-blowingly good. And I don't like.
No, he is. He's crazy talented.
You look at mine and it's like, oh, that's cute for a 10-year-old that's trying hard.
See, that's my work too, which is why I'm super upset about it. But I'm like, who cares?
All right. Well, we do have an amazing sponsor for today's show. But also coming up is a hypnotist that hypnotized you.
Oh, that's right.
To quit smoking.
God, yeah.
Can you believe it?
No.
What a great day.
It's like I was never a smoker, which is really interesting because that's part of the hypnosis.
Does your car still smell like smoke?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Did my car ever smell like smoke?
Yes.
Walk yourself home.
Every time.
Walk yourself home.
I will always greet. Well, not always, but some of the times when Lizzie arrives for the podcast, I'll walk out and she'll like open her door and I'm like, oh. Hey, how are you,
girlfriend? No one asked you to walk to my car and open my door. No one asked you to do that.
All right, here's today's sponsor. Today's episode is also sponsored by Liquid IV, which we love. I'm always trying to meet different health goals, and I feel like all of those include water. The best thing about Liquid IV is you pour in one pouch, and it actually equates to 2 to 3 glasses of water instead of just one. So I like to jumpstart my morning by pouring one of those nice little beautiful packets into my water. Plus, it contains 5 essential vitamins, more vitamin C than an orange, as much potassium as a banana, and it's made with clean ingredients. That means no GMO, it's vegan, it's gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. They have watermelon, lemon lime, and passion fruit. The options are honestly endless. And they recently launched strawberry as a flavor.
That's my favorite.
Also just so happens to be my favorite. They hooked me up with like 5 boxes of these and I just can't get enough. If you're the kind of person that's like, I hate plain water, this adds a little oomph, but makes you also feel good and healthy inside. So grab your strawberry Liquid IV and their other great flavors in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off anything when you go to liquidiv.com and use code SIP at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code SIP at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com using promo code SIP.
We're outside.
Yeah, we're sitting outside. Just because I feel like with guests, it's a little bit safer with the pandemic just
yeah.
Even with being tested and stuff, it feels a little bit safer. And I do feel a little bit like Oprah on Super. I mean, I know I'm not Oprah. Oh, I wish I had that awareness.
How about that Oprah's about to have literal beef with the Queen of England?
What are you talking about?
So Oprah did an interview with Meghan Markle and her man's.
Because they're starting a... You don't remember his name? Yeah.
Yeah.
Prince Harry.
The ginger one.
Yeah. Who left the royal family. I mean,
they left the royal family, but they gave Oprah the tell-all.
Is it up?
No, not yet, but she's been plugging it, and it's like people know it's coming, so Queen Elizabeth is making a statement before Oprah's thing comes out, but how about that Oprah's reached a pinnacle in her life where she's got drama with the literal Queen of England?
Wow.
Like, you think you got problems, baby. You ain't none shit.
Yeah, but Oprah knows how to handle her problems.
Yeah, but she's never had problems with the monarchy. Like, what?
She dug her own hole.
Her own hole.
No, I'm sure she'll handle it gracefully, and I'm sure she'll just get that girl, that queen, up on her show as well. Like, why would she not just get them all?
I'm pretty sure the queen's not coming to fucking Oprah.
Oprah will go to the queen.
Yeah, I don't think the queen will have Oprah.
What's amazing to me is that they're just like launching their career in Hollywood, which I get it. Like, who wants to be a part of? I mean.
What comes out with
being a royal? It just seems like exhausting.
Well, that's why it's a birth thing. You're born into it. You don't get to.
Well, not Meghan. She married into it,
right? And then she decided, "Fuck this!"
Like, I want to go back to Hollywood.
Yeah, and in that one special where she was like, I mean, I didn't know what I was getting into. Like, what do you mean you didn't know what you were getting into? Do you know how Harry's mom died?
You never know what you're getting into.
Do you
for
know
sure,
how
though.
Princess Diana
no,
died?
Like, a lot of kids want to be YouTubers, and then they don't know what it's actually going to do to their mental state when they become one. Like, you can
want
a lot of things. Like, you never actually know what you're signing up for until you have arrived and you're like, whoa, what the fuck did I just do?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of girls that are wilding out right now for vaccines to get their vaccinations.
Yeah.
These two middle-aged, they're like in their 30s.
Middle-aged? I'm sitting right here.
Okay. I'm sorry.
These young women.
They conned.
These 30, flirty, and thriving ass hoes.
Bitches be out here doing anything to get a vaccine.
And yeah.
I mean,
what would you do? Would you do this?
Not much. I would do some things to get my grandma a vaccine because right. she got her email and then didn't see her email and
oh,
then
no.
her 48-hour window passed and
no.
now she has to wait until her window comes back again.
Oh, Nan Adams.
So it's like maybe I would wild out and try to get her a vaccination.
I get that.
But as a 30-year-old myself that isn't like forced to go out in the world, thankfully with my job.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd do like crazy things to get a vaccine, but
yeah.
these ladies dress okay, wind.
Okay, wind.
Okay, girl.
Okay, sign from God that maybe we shouldn't be doing
they
whatever.
They somehow conned their way into actually
Not
getting
somehow.
The
they dressed up like old bitches
I
and
mean,
rolled up on the spot looking like nanas.
Did you see a photo? Is there good prosthetics?
Are there good prosthetics, Brigitte? These women don't look old.
No, they're 30s.
No, they dressed up like old biddies to get the vaccine. We're looking at the old biddy
well,
dress
worse.
Up.
I mean, if you're a healthcare worker in line giving vaccinations, it's like you're seeing one after another for 8 hours in a mask.
Yeah, but there's a big difference between 35 and 65.
I mean, I don't know. Some younger people are getting vaccinated, like front line workers or
yeah,
healthcare
true.
Workers.
Good point.
So
good
you
point.
Just never know. But I yeah. do think like to con your way into a vaccination, it's kind of like the college admission scandal where you're like, no, I'm laughing. God damn it. I feel so insensitive in this
is
episode.
It, no, but is it like the college admission scandal?
I mean,
I don't
in
think
the South,
this
you're taking
like,
vaccinations from people that need them more than you.
Right, that's true. But I was going to say, like, this
comparison.
Sounds like a little bit more ingenuity besides just like fucking doling out some cash real quick.
Right.
Like,
but like somebody's grandma or somebody that actually works yeah. in a hospital. I mean, I don't know these girls' life. See, this is why I shouldn't be tossing out judgments.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It does seem a little bit whack to me. Like, there's a reason why they have the pecking order of how to get things. I also heard that at the end of a certain period in time, because the vaccines... This could be all false, but this guy on set told me that when they have certain vaccines that are left over, at the end of the day, they open up a lottery and you can like see online like there's 55 shots left.
Oh, because they
you can go get it.
Because they have to. It's like a bake. God.
It's like a what?
Well, I was going to say like they have to be thrown out if they're not used because they
I
have
think,
to be kept at such a cold temperature.
I think that's something.
Wow.
Yeah. So this guy on set was like, yeah, if we had decided to, you know, get in the car at 11 p.m. last night to book it to USC, we could have gotten the vaccine.
All right. So we've officially reportedly landed on Mars.
Good segue. we've reportedly landed on Mars.
I guess, I mean, I think it's real.
So we can land on Mars that we can't get the Hillary Swank show away back on Netflix? Like, what the fuck?
I know, that's the journey that I was truly invested in. Not that I'm not invested in this, but what I thought was interesting is the first photos that came allegedly were black and white. And I'm pulling this out
weird.
Of my ass.
No, but just because they're black and white doesn't mean that they're like fake, but it's like at the end of the day, like,
Well, now the article that I saw in People, there's actual like you're kind of seeing machinery
yeah.
landing on Mars. I don't know if it's a mock-up, but it seemed like they were selling it as the truth. And it seemed a little bit fake to me. And I don't want to like discredit these people that have spent their whole lives working on landing on Mars. But am I the asshole?
No, people still don't believe we landed on the moon.
I'm going to hope for the best and say that they did it.
Yeah.
And we'll just keep following the story and keep... kidding.
I just want to know what's going on with Hillary Swank's crew, quite frankly.
We'll call her.
Should we try?
Yeah.
Where does she live?
Probably
Should we
Brentwood,
just like stalk her down?
Among the
probably,
other famous Hollywood elite.
Probably Brentwood. Let's just go back to Le Pan Quotidien for a day and like wait for Hillary Swank to stop by for a
oh
lentil
my God.
Salad.
We like hold our phones out and just like do a
hairbrush TV.
A paparazzi interview for The Sip.
Hillary, what happened to your crew? Did you guys make it to Mars?
Yeah, I just, like, if they can't
How's
pick up
husband?
The series again, can
yeah.
they just finish the storyline for us? Can
just
they
let
say,
us know.
Like, plot points. This is
yeah.
what was going to happen for the rest of humanity.
Yeah, we don't give a shit about the Mars rover. Fucking let us know how this crew is doing.
All right, you guys, Carrie has just arrived. So let's talk to your hypnotist.
My hypnotist. Wow, I've never felt so classy.
Well, he hypnotized you.
No, I know, but I like considering him to be like mine. Like, that's pretty fancy. Every time I tell someone I got hypnotized, I do feel very fancy.
I know it is. And that's why I am very curious. I want to ask him the difference between like therapy and hypnotherapy, because like, did he actually like dangle, you know, like you are?
No.
Yeah.
He did not do that.
All right. Well, let's get these questions answered and more. Today's episode is sponsored by Best Fiends, which I love so much. You know them. They've sponsored our show before. It's a mobile puzzle game that is with me all the time, just like my phone. And conveniently enough, it happens to be on my phone. So you basically befriend a cast of fiends who help you solve each level and defeat the slugs. I think you guys will really like it. It's so fun and so binge-worthy. And best of all, it's free. You don't have to be a hardcore gamer to enjoy this. Like, Lizzie, you and I, we're not up there playing different video games on like the PS4.
No, we're only playing Best Fiends.
This is something your mom would also be enthralled by. Your dad, your brother, your sister, your cousin, any age will love this game. When I'm on the toilet, I'm like, ooh, gotta stay here a little
bit
longer.
Gotta level up, level up.
Because I just need to do and accomplish one more level.
Yeah.
It's been downloaded over 100 million times. So if you guys want to download Best Fiends for free, you can do it today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends Without the R, Best Fiends. You can download it at the Apple App Store or on Google Play. Okay, you guys, very exciting day because joining us right now is Carrie Gaynor, who's a world-renowned hypnotherapist, both to the stars and people like you and I. He's helped the likes of Chelsea Handler, Kirsten Dunst, and Eva Mendes to quit smoking with a method that he's perfected over 35 years. It doesn't stop at just smoking, though, because he helps those struggling with weight loss, anxiety, addiction, and more. Carrie, thank you for taking the time to join us.
Yeah, thanks for having me here.
Woo-hoo. Okay, so I have been following you for quite a while, just in terms of like, first I had heard about you from Chelsea Handler talking somewhere that she had got hypnotized to quit smoking.
Right.
And I just thought, when you think hypnotizing, you think like the stereotypical, like, seems out of this world. I just could not believe that you could get hypnotized to quit smoking. And so then when my friend Lizzie here is a smoker and wanted to stop quitting, I was like, wow. Well, and I guess I haven't even asked
That's
you
right.
yet.
Was, bitch.
You yes, right. That's great.
Stopped smoking. So how did you, A, find hypnotherapy, and how did you decide to get into it?
I really got lucky. I was at UCLA and I was doing research in a lab, and they just randomly invited this hypnotist in to do a demonstration, and I just kind of fell in love with it immediately. And and then I spent years trying to figure out how to help people break addictions. I decided I would try to understand what addiction was and how I could free my clients from it. And then after about 5 or 6 years of working on this, I started working with people. And once I started helping people quit smoking, it was just like the greatest feeling in the world, because people were so happy and excited. Most people think they can't do it, and they come to me and I can get them off cigarettes without any suffering, without any withdrawal. And most of my clients have no withdrawal at all.
And that was my biggest thing with Lizzie, especially after the first session, because there's 3 sessions with you,
That's
correct?
Right. It's a 3-session program.
And after the first, you had told her you're still going to keep smoking this week. And I said, well, what about withdrawals? Like, once you do quit, how, because it's immediate after what, the 3rd session or 2nd session that you quit
in the 2nd session, right? It's I'm trying to get people to think differently about cigarettes in the 1st session. In other words, I'm confronting them to look at cigarettes differently. In the 2nd session, I teach them how to break the addiction.
There's a really interesting dichotomy in the thought process. So it's like, as a person who grew up with the DARE program and Nancy Reagan in my mind saying, just say no, I can tell you, yeah, I know cigarettes are going to kill me, but you don't know it. You can pretend
That's right.
like you know it. You can say out loud, no, I know this is going to cause cancer.
But
if you really know that, you're probably not going to be smoking a cigarette.
And I guess the addiction overcomes the fear of what it might do to a person.
No, that's not true. What's happening, I mean, a lot of people believe that. You know, they say, I'm so addicted. I know it's killing me. But I'm so addicted. But that's not true. If you look in a smoker's eyes, they don't look concerned at all. I mean, just think about all the people you've seen smoking in your life. They're just relaxed, having a cigarette, no big deal. They don't think they're going to die. They don't think they're in danger.
And so are withdrawals from tobacco not real or is that the hypnotist?
Yeah, that's a very important question. And I've thought about it a great deal. Medical science believes that everybody has to go through withdrawal. You just have to get through it, mm-hmm. whether it's cigarettes or cocaine or alcohol or whatever it is. But I have thousands of clients that have sat in my chair and said to me, I've had no cravings. I've had no withdrawal. I had a guy drinking 3 bottles of wine a night. He quit drinking. He came back a week later. He said, it's a miracle. I've had no discomfort, no cravings, no anything.
And Lizzie, what's your experience been like? Because I was a little afraid that maybe you'd be on edge when we were filming the podcast from maybe you having
withdrawals. Oh, I was worried about that too. I mean, it was when you switch your, when your mindset switches and you become, I don't know, I guess the right term is like proud of the fact that you don't want it, excited by the fact that you don't want it. And so like, I don't want to give your secrets away, but it's like whenever there's a thought that comes into my head about a cigarette, I look at it as like a crazy bitch in a back alley trying to kill me, and I spit in her face and tell her to fuck off.
And so do you have, sorry, we're outside, so there is a little bit of wind, but what about the habit of it? Because for a lot of people, it becomes such a part of their daily routine, like checking your phone and scrolling on Instagram for most people probably, correct?
Yeah. But I think the most beautiful thing about our humanity is our capacity to learn and grow and change and evolve. And so we can do something for a while and stop doing it. I mean, you don't suck your thumb anymore, do you?
No.
But most of us did it for a while, right? And we became very dependent on it. But we can outgrow these things.
Can I share my favorite story that you tell in the room? So one of the things that Carrie says is he's like, I used to throw baseballs at cars. It was baseballs, right?
Golf balls. Yeah.
I used to throw golf balls at cars. And I don't do that anymore because I was a little kid. And you learn like, oh, like if you ask a little kid, why are you throwing a golf ball at a car? They're going to be like, that's a good point. It's a poor choice. I'm risking people's lives. I'm damaging property. I'm doing something stupid. I'm not going to do it anymore. But that really worked for me because I used to throw tomatoes at cars when I was a little girl. And I don't do that anymore. Like it took the police coming to the house one time and being like, what the fuck are you doing? And I stopped.
Right.
So that was an analogy I really appreciated.
And so what gives you or what gave you the confidence in that, oh, I can actually hypnotize people? And how much of it is in the, like, when you hypnotize somebody, how conscious or unconscious are they? And how did you get confident enough to do that?
That's an important question. First of all, when you're in hypnosis, you're in an altered state. You're just relaxed. You're not out of it. You're not unconscious. And you're not asleep. So you're really in a hyper-aware state. So you hear everything I say to you, but you're just relaxed. You know, it's kind of like if you came home after work and laid down on the couch and people were doing something in the kitchen, but you were just relaxing on the couch. You would hear the people in the kitchen. You just wouldn't be very interested or you wouldn't be paying attention to them. Mm-hmm. So when you're in hypnosis, you're not out of it. But as far as my confidence is concerned, first of all, I had a lot of faith in myself. But secondly, it's the feedback that gave me the confidence.
Right.
You know, once I started helping people quit smoking and, you know, I was helping young people, old people, I was helping just about everybody. That's when I started to feel that I could actually do this. So it's really important to get that feedback.
Right. And you're so confident in your skill set that you do offer people a 30-day money-back guarantee is what I saw on your website.
No, that's for the program. That's okay. Not for my services.
Okay.
So I've put my quit smoking program, made it available online for everybody. And the name of the website is Stop Smoking, Start Living, or the Carrie Gaynor Method.
Do you have a book?
No, it's you know, it's the 3 sessions.
Got it.
That you download and take. So that's for that. But for my personal services, no, there's no guarantee because I have to get paid for my work.
So. Right. So yeah. Your video, but people can quit smoking through your video series.
Yes.
And that's if they're maybe not in LA and they
right. That's for all the people that can't come to me personally.
Right.
If they're here in town, they should come to me. But all over the world, people need to quit smoking and they can't necessarily fly out here. So.
Right. And I saw on your website, people spend over $100,000 in their lifetime on cigarettes. Have you noticed that like your bank account is just
well,
soaring?
I mean, I'm a bad example because I wasn't buying my own cigarettes anyways. So that's a hard, like, I don't have an economic impact because my fiance was buying the cigarettes.
Right.
I buy the dog food, he buys the cigarettes, so no matter what, I'm still out money.
What's the craziest experience you've had during a hypnotherapy session or breakthrough? Or are you ever sitting with a celebrity and you're starstruck and can't perform? Like,
no, I'm really pretty comfortable with celebrities because I know they're coming to me for help and, you know, so it's really not that much different than working with everybody else because they want my help and I want to help them. So, but But I love it. It's fun for me to work with celebrities. I really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm just very curious. Would you say, like, for the, is it a state of meditation you get clients in, and then you're, is it, I don't want to say manipulating, but do you know the best ways to, like, are you using psychology to your utmost advantage?
Well, think about this way. There's a guard at the gate in all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So people say, I would like to quit smoking, but I don't think I can do it. Or I would like to lose weight, but I love cookies. Or, you know, there's this kind of yeah, but going on in everybody. And so in hypnosis, I can get that part of your mind to relax, to be calmer. And I can get my suggestions to kind of sneak past it into your subconscious. And the subconscious is where all the power is. And so, you know, like if you look at the conscious and the subconscious talking to each other, the conscious mind goes, you should quit smoking. And the subconscious goes, don't bore me with details. I need a cigarette.
Yeah. Right.
So that's where the power is, in the subconscious. So if I can get my suggestions in there, they can fight on equal ground. And my suggestions will always win because, well, almost always, because it's what the person needs and wants.
Right.
That's why they're coming to me. You know, they need to quit smoking.
And since it doesn't stop at just smoking, do you think that's also the key to overcoming anything? Like,
yes.
Where does hypnosis stop for you? What can't somebody come to you wanting a cure for?
Anything somebody wants to improve, hypnosis is amenable to. I mean, I work with people that are afraid of flying, or I work with people that I work with students a lot,
and
taking
how does
big tests.
The flying thing, because my fiance's terrified of flying, and it's rubbed off on me now. I never used to be afraid of flying, but now I can't go on a plane without him because I'm afraid that, like, if I go down, I want him to go down with me. You know what I mean? So how would one overcome something like that?
Well, it takes work, but the fear of flying is a control issue. And so you have to give up that control. You don't get to make sure the flight's okay. You have to trust and have faith that it is. But it's not hard to have faith in something that works millions of times in a row. You know, so the fear of flying is your attempt to make it okay. And if you can give that up and just say, look, I'm just going to have faith that a plane will make it from here to here like millions and millions do. I mean, let's say you're flying to New York. Ask yourself the question, how many planes have gone down in the last month from LA to New York? The answer is going to be zero. How many have gone down in the last year? Zero.
Well,
so that's pretty encouraging.
I get, like, relinquishing the fear of, like, being on it, but then, like, it's still, like, there is that possibility it could go down.
Yes, but that's a false issue.
Exactly. So it's, like, it's the same thing as me saying, like, yeah, but my grandpa didn't die of smoking. It's, like, I've fucked without a condom 5 times before this. I'm not going to, why would I get pregnant this time? It's a statistic that's irrelevant to the conversation.
Still, it just seems risky. Like in Colorado the other day, a plane was flying.
Hypnotize them. We're done with this.
I'm going to come to you to get hypnotized.
I've had enough.
But how do you?
But think about it. If 3 million planes in a row make it and one goes down, when you say that's risky, that's really not true.
No, yeah,
you're just
getting
wrong.
Into cars more risky, honestly.
Yeah. And if you think about everyday life, we don't experience anything with a personal guarantee of safety, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everything we do involves risk. And as parents, we don't get guarantees that our children will be safe. So everything we do involves risk, and the risk in a plane, it's not just less than a car, it's less than almost anything. I mean, more people die in their homes than in planes.
Wow. So what is a hypnotist, being you, like, what do you find yourself struggling to improve upon when you have the tools to help so many others?
Yeah, a lot of times I find myself in situations where I say, you know, I've helped other people with this,
mm-hmm.
so get your act together and help yourself, you know. And
can you self-hypnotist? Can you look in the mirror and
yes,
knock
but it's
yourself
kind of
out?
Like giving yourself a massage. It's just not
it's
a satisfying.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, and going into your experience a little bit, because I am mind blown. Like, I know that you told me, I haven't been really checking in because I wanted to wait until mm-hmm. this podcast, but you've been, I guess, completely done for 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
She's done for life.
Yeah.
And with conviction, you don't miss it.
No, it literally, I'm not even joking when I say, like, if I have the thought of a cigarette, my first inclination is I visualize myself spitting in the face of the thought and telling it to fuck off because it's threatening my life.
And it's really crazy to think, because even previously we'd be recording the podcast, and if we were going for too long, she'd be angry and have to stop. Not angry, but you'd be like,
I need to go take a smoke break. I was upset.
And, and even after the first session, she called me and she was like, I don't know if this is going to work for me. Like, I want it to work, but I don't know if the hypnotism, like, I don't know if, not you, but I don't know if hypnotism is going to be the thing that kicks it for me. And after the second session, she goes, I don't think I'm ever going to smoke again. Right. And
well,
I was
it's
like,
also like, why? Like, just why? You hit a certain point of it where it's like, I want to quit. I wanted to quit so bad. I quit twice and picked up again. And I had the, you know, ego crisis of thinking I can control this and I can have one, but that's not the case. So it's like when you corrected me and said she's done for life, it's like, yeah, because why do I want to do this again?
Well, I see it as a transformative process. So, you know, for most people, they're trying to just kind of get through a day or get through another one, or, you know, hang in there, be strong, you know, avoid bad situations that will make them want to. And I think that's just the wrong way to think about this. I think it's transformative. So a near perfect example of that is, let's say you're dating somebody for 2 years and you get suspicious, you follow them, you see them murder 25 people. Your relationship ends that day, right? You feel differently now.
Right.
But you felt one way for 2 years, and now you feel differently. It's that transformation that empowers you, because you're not going to date that person. Even if they beg you, you're not going to date that person. And so the person has to experience that transformation. And the only way most people experience it naturally is getting sick. And so my job is to help them before they get sick.
And I don't do sick very well.
Yeah, right. None
so
of
I
do.
Can't get to sick.
Right. So your job is to help people realize what's in front of their face.
That's right. Because again, go back to the example I gave you. When a person smokes, I mean, look at them from now on. They don't look scared. They don't look worried or concerned. And yet that thing they're in, I mean, remember you said you were afraid of flying. Cigarettes are killing about 1,500 people a day. And so, but the person smoking is not concerned.
Right.
You know, so, you know, about 500,000 a year are dying from cigarettes in America, just America, mm-hmm. about 8 million in the world. And so when you talk about, I'm taking a chance, when you're inhaling cigarettes, it's not simply that you don't die, it's that you do damage. You know, in other things like Russian roulette or something, if you pull the trigger and there's no bullet, there's no damage. But with a cigarette, people think they're getting away with something. But actually, they're dying.
Right.
They're just not dead yet. And so my job is to help them think differently about it and to really connect with the absurdity. I mean, if a child picks up a loaded gun, we don't say, maybe he'll be okay.
Right, yeah, right?
But
exactly.
That's what a smoker's saying every day. You know, maybe I'll be okay. Maybe it'll be all right.
And that's specifically the absurdity. It's like, I'm so afraid of guns, I can't even go to a gun range and hold it, even when it's not loaded. Like, Joe took me to a gun range and I was holding an unloaded gun and I couldn't even look at it. I was so afraid of it. And why on earth would I be spending money on something that's like holding a gun that has bullets in it to my temple and assuming that when I pull the trigger, it's not going to send one through my brain?
Right.
Like, that's crazy.
Well, cigarettes have 7,000 poisons in them. So imagine that for a second. You wash fruits and vegetables. Everybody does. Or we buy organic. There's a bigger movement towards organic now than ever before. So we're afraid of poison. That's why mm-hmm. we do that. We spend extra money because we're afraid of poison. And yet the cigarette has 7,000 poisons in it, and the person smoking has just made that okay with themselves.
Full disclosure, I don't wash my fruits and vegetables, but that's because I'm a lazy bitch. And every time you said that in our sessions, I was like, just don't make eye contact, and he never has to know that you're eating a shit ton of pesticides too. Right. Like, everyone washes their veggies. I was like, yeah, we all do. Everybody does that.
Are you allowed to talk about some of your celebrity clients? Like, I know I mentioned Chelsea Handler, Eva Mendes.
Yeah, I mean, a lot. There's privacy issues with a lot of them, but mm-hmm. some have been made public already. Matt Damon, Martin Sheen, Charlize Theron, Deborah Messing, Paul Rudd.
And they were smokers?
They're all smokers, yeah. Peter Falk.
Wow.
Kevin Pollak. And
wow. So you
Aaron
are
Eckhart.
The go-to guy.
And that's why we think smoking's sexy. Look at your roster. Lizzie Gordon, all hot people.
They all have now quit, though, so I think it's empowering.
Quitting's sexy. You should get new merch.
Yeah. Carrie gets quitting sexy merch. For everyone at home that maybe can't afford it, what would be your advice to them? Just like, know what you're doing to yourself?
No, get the program. The program is not expensive, though, so the online program is affordable for anybody.
And that's your website?
Yeah, it's the Carrie Gaynor Method or Stop Smoking, Start Living.
Perfect.
Stop smoking, start living.
Yeah, stop smoking, start living.
And if you're in LA, you can book you through that website as well, correct?
Yeah, or they can just call me.
Wow.
I do think that's a great slogan because it's honestly so true. It's with any version of addiction that you're dealing with, like you spend a majority of your time thinking about when you're going to get that fix. And like when I was smoking cigarettes, it was like I was anxious in the podcast thing because I was like, when am I going to get my next cigarette? Like, when am I going to get my next? You're never living in the present because you're future tripping on your next dose of whatever it is that you need to feel okay. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a beautiful slogan that you have. It's really freeing to not have the cigarette thing. And I just did it.
That's right. It's freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been a prisoner and a slave to the addiction, and now you're free.
And so before I let you go, I do want to ask, how do you differentiate in your mind it being therapy versus hypnotherapy?
Yeah, well, there's obviously overlaps, but you know, my job is to help them feel better about themselves. You know, if I look at the most common phrase that comes up in my work is that people feel insecure, people feel that they're not good enough or they're not confident enough. And so my job is to help them feel better about themselves and to help them break their addictions. So, or be free of the fears that they come in with.
Wow. Well, I thank you very much for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks, my pleasure.
For coming out here, Carrie.
I want to get everybody off cigarettes. There's too many people dying. I mean, nobody should be dying anymore from cigarettes in the year 2021.
Yeah,
like the slowest learning curve ever.
Well, and it works. Like I was I've been wanting to send Lizzie there to you for
years.
So long, and the fact that it happened and that it worked, and Lizzie's no longer a smoker, I just think it's such a testament to you and what you do, and
I think it's
so exciting. So if anyone is watching and trying to quit smoking, if you're not in LA, go to his website. We'll have it listed in the description below. Or if you're in LA in the area, go see him personally. You're still working through the pandemic, correct?
I am, yes.
So, everyone, quit smoking.
Start living.
Carrie, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, you guys, and that is where we're going to leave you for today's episode. I do feel so grateful that you're no longer a smoker.
I do too.
So that is everything and more to me.
I think it's super cool what he does. I think it's really sick that he's dedicated his life to wanting to like cure humanity of nicotine addiction. I think what he does definitely works. Like there are two things that stick in my head that are direct quotes from people who want to help other people. And one is the spin instructor who screamed at me like, do it for yourself. Do it for who you want to be tomorrow.
Right.
And now it's like Carrie in my head saying I used to throw golf balls at cars.
Which I'm glad that hit
for you.
But
it both changed my life.
I never used to throw things at cars, so I guess I just don't relate. But I'm glad he struck a chord with you in that way.
Yeah.
And with that, I think we'll leave you for this week. We thank you so much for always supporting this show. If you want to follow us along on social media, we're at The Sip Official. We're also on there personally. And we love you very much. Goodbye.
And that's The Sip.